later on in the program, we will be speaking of the arts, and we'll also be talking about the new performance of Stephen Sondheim's Follies. Right now, I would like to welcome Joe Illick. He is joining us. He's artistic director of what used to be called the Santa Fe Concert Association. It is now Performance Santa Fe. What is the change all about?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me here. What is the change all about? You know, this is our 78th season coming up. So it was time.
78th season.
This organization started in 1937.
There's nobody alive who remembers the beginning.
Oh, alas, there are lots of people who remember the beginning.
Really?
Yeah. The train from Lamy made it all possible, you know, with that little spur meant that artists who were traveling from New York to Los Angeles would stop along the way. And cities that wanted to buy into this program with Columbia Artists joined the Columbia Artists Community Concert Association.
Okay.
That's where that name came from. So the association really had to do with a whole different era and a different way of running the business.
Right.
However, we sort of held on to it for a long time. As the organization has grown, we are not exclusively about giving concerts, although classical music is still a big part of what we do. For example, in this coming season, we have 10 principals and soloists from the New York City Ballet performing. We have the Globe Theater coming from London. So to have concert in our name is a little limiting and confusing
right.
to some people. What we're all about is the highest quality of live performance. And performance is what we put first. So we thought Performance Santa Fe really says it best.
So you are changing and expanding the way you're programming the season.
Truthfully, there has been plenty of theatrical and dance material that we've presented over the last few years, so the change is overdue. But our board said, you know, we really need to move on this. And it was in April, we finally had our launch party. We have a new logo and this new name, Performance Santa Fe.
And new website, PerformanceSantaFe.org.
Yes.
Now, you're doing some very exciting things coming up. I mean, dancers from the New York City Ballet is a really huge deal.
This will be their fourth season coming with
yeah.
us. Yes.
That's right. We've seen them. We've seen some of them in the past. What are they performing?
I remember that it's a mixed bag that includes a lot of Balanchine, some Christopher Wheeldon, the big fancy free ballet, which is Gershwin music. It's two different programs on two different nights, August 13 and 14. A lot of the classic rep that spans from the mid-19th century to now that's in city opera, the city ballet's repertoire.
Now these are some of these concerts are at the Lenzic, for example.
For
the
example,
ballet.
All the big ones are at the Lenzic.
Yeah. And then you have other ones at smaller venues around
town. We do.
Town.
The other large venue is the Cathedral, and that is for Anonymous Four in December. Anonymous Four has announced that they are finally going to break up and move on and have four separate lives. So
really?
This is a very special opportunity to see what will probably be their final performance in Santa Fe.
They are an a cappella female vocal group.
Yes, four women. Stunning that four voices can sound so pure and so perfect. They have repertoire that spans from the 12th century to things that are being written for them now.
And King Lear.
King Lear will come to us from London's Globe Theater. This is tremendously exciting to us. We have their touring company that's going around the world. You know, this is Shakespeare's 450th birthday. So there's been even more international interest in Shakespeare than ever. And so we're thrilled to be able to bring some of the greatest Shakespearean actors to Santa Fe to do one of Shakespeare's great tragedies.
Now you, Joe Illick, are a conductor, a musician, artistic director. Which things of those are you doing the most? Are you still conducting?
Yes, I just came from Fort Worth. I'm the music director of Fort Worth Opera. We did a season, as we do every spring, of a mixture of new works and old works. We did a world premiere. We did a work that's been done two other times. The world premiere was called With Blood, With Ink. It's an opera by Daniel Crozier. Then we did Silent Night, a new opera by Kevin Putz that's been performed at Minnesota and Philadelphia about the first Christmas Eve in World War I, when German and French and Scottish soldiers come out of their trenches and celebrate Christmas Eve together. It's a true story. Very
yeah.
true. Then we did The Pearl Fishers by Bizet and Così fan tutte by Mozart. So yes, I'm conducting opera a lot, and I'm active as a concert pianist, as a soloist, and as a chamber music pianist. And in Santa Fe, my mission is to bring great performing artists, the outstanding performing artists from New York, from LA, from London, from Berlin, wherever they are, and get them to come to Santa Fe and do what they do right here for us.
You are living what most of us would think it would take two or three clones to accomplish.
It feels that way sometimes. If any of my wonderful supporters are listening, thank you. It's been possible because my wife and I moved back here 6 years ago, and there have been many people who have given incredible support through time, energy, and their financial support to what was the Concert Association and is now Performance Santa Fe.
Have people kind of figured out this change, or you have to? I think it's
yes.
something that for a year or so you have to kind of like keep pushing.
I was the one dragging my feet. Everybody else was saying it's time for this, and I kept saying, "Oh, what if nobody remembers who we are, or knows what the new name means?" And as soon as we changed it, people started to say, "I love your new name. I love your new logo." Even when I was recently in Dallas and in St. Louis and in Miami, people said, "Oh, I love your." I thought, "How do you even know about it?" They know about it because I was hanging out with opera people, and we brought Joyce DiDonato in March, and we ran an ad in Opera News, which is a national opera publication, and of course they all saw that, and they saw, "Oh, isn't this great?"
Amazing. So when you are programming a season, how do you think about maybe taking some risks and bringing in people who this audience has never really heard of, versus doing things that you pretty much know will really be more crowd pleasers?
Truthfully, the biggest risk is bringing a whole season of great artists, and the risk is, can we afford it?
Ah.
I'm not trying to be edgy artistically. I'm really trying to be excellent artistically. I think there are other organizations that successfully try being edgy. And if I tell you what I'm doing this season, I think you'll see that nobody will wonder whether they're going to walk into a performance and be blown away, because they will be.
Yeah.
My job is just to make sure that Santa Fe, which deserves this so much, continues to be able to have it. So when we begin our season at the very end of July, we have four recitals. I play for two of them, and other pianists play for the other two, of stars at the Santa Fe Opera, up close and personal, doing recitals of art songs. And so instead of seeing them at the Santa Fe Opera, where they're in marvelous costumes and big sets and you're 500 feet away, you're 50 feet away and hearing these great voices. The first recital is Alex Schrader and Daniela Mack, who are actually husband and wife in life, and they perform all over the world. Then the soprano Corinne Winters, the tenor Paul Groves, and the soprano Brenda Ray, all of them having major careers. And you can go to St. John's United Methodist Church and hear them in this intimate setting doing recitals of their favorite songs.
Right.
Then we have the New York City Ballet. We then move on to an orchestra concert, which includes a world premiere and then well-known and well-loved music, including solos from Metropolitan Opera star Audrey Luna. And the second half of the concert is Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition in the Ravel.
Right, which everybody loves.
Everybody loves.
There's nobody no. walking planet Earth who doesn't love that. And you're still doing the Christmas and New Year's
absolutely.
Eve
concerts. Those have remained sellout concerts every year. Very popular.
And you're bringing back that girl who's now all of 13 or
all
something?
All of 13, now that she's played in Vienna and is a regular at the Montreux Jazz Festival and Ravinia and Carnegie Hall and the White House. Yeah, Emily Bear. She will play Rhapsody in Blue.
Very nice.
And the first half of that concert is Tchaikovsky's Fifth Symphony.
So this is a big change, but not really that big a change, considering that, as you say,
it's
you've
a change in how I want the community to think of us.
Right.
We're doing the same thing, and we're sort of saying, hi, everyone, we are, in fact, your source for great performances in Santa Fe. You know, András Schiff, who has been one of the world's great concert pianists for 3 decades, is finally coming to Santa Fe. You know, I'm bringing him here to give a concert so people don't have to fly to London or fly to New York. It's great to fly to London and New York, but it's nice to be able to see things year-round here in Santa Fe that are of that top quality.
Yeah, year-round is the operative word. That particular event is in February, which,
right,
of course, is a gray and cold time for many of us. Is it hard to get people of that caliber to come here?
Fortunately, Santa Fe is desirable to everybody around the world. But of course, many times my scheduling is driven by, you can have that artist, here's the one day that year that they still have available. So we're very much driven by the availability of artists who are in demand everywhere.
Right. What is your favorite place to have, besides the Lenzig, to have musicians just in terms of the acoustics?
You know, it depends on the type of performance. For a string quartet, the St. Francis Auditorium is stunning. We're going to have the Takacs Quartet again this season, and they always love to play in the St. Francis Auditorium. On the other hand, we're having the Atrium String Quartet from Russia, and they are performing in the Great Hall at St. John's College, which is also a lovely acoustic. So, you know, the cathedral is the perfect acoustic for a small a cappella group. When we've presented the King's Singers and Chanticleer and Anonymous Four, when we brought them before, we had them in the cathedral because the acoustic suits unaccompanied voices so well.
So it is Performance Santa Fe, formerly known as the Santa Fe Concert Association. Joe Illick is the artistic director there. He's also a musician and a pianist and a conductor, and we are so glad that you are choosing to live at least mostly here in Santa Fe, or a lot here in Santa Fe.
We are year-rounders.
Yeah.
Of course, I have worked other places at other times, but the whole purpose of this is to keep the top standard of live performance here year-round for all of us who make this our home. And of course, tourists and part-time residents can take advantage of it too.
The website is Performance Santa Fe. The season starts next month.
July 31st.
July 31st. Joe Illick, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a moment. Please stay tuned.